From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens says he'll stop funding cuts for foster care families that he approved earlier this year. In a Facebook post yesterday, Greitens said cutting aid to families who care for foster children was not his intention. Greitens last month signed a budget that included an across-the-board 1.5% cut in reimbursements for doctors and other providers who care for people on Medicaid. That meant cuts to foster care families. The governor also went further than lawmakers and deepened cuts for providers other than foster care parents to 3%. Greitens now says he's sparing foster care families from any funding cuts. More than $300,000 is needed to prevent cuts and is coming from savings by moving children more quickly from foster care into permanent homes. A federal appeals court has upheld a judge's order that Missouri taxpayers pay more than $156,000 to cover Planned Parenthood's legal bills tied to a legal dispute over a clinic's abortion license. Yesterday, the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed a U.S. district judge's decision that the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services must pay the attorney fees and expenses incurred by what now is Planned Parenthood Great Plains. The state was also blocked from revoking the Columbia Clinic's abortion license. Calling the opioid epidemic a, quote, modern plague, Governor Eric Greitens asked Missourians yesterday to join the fight against the issue. Scott Harvey reports.
Speaking in Springfield, Greitens, who lost a cousin last year to a heroin overdose, implored community members and advocacy organizations to step up their efforts.
What is going to help us to move forward is if we can connect the tremendous heart and the tremendous passion of people who have seen this crisis, who've been affected by this crisis, and then connect that to positive action in our communities, the fact is together we can save lives.
Greitens's comments came just days after he signed an executive order establishing a prescription drug monitoring program. He says that for every 100,000 Missourians, there are 89,000 prescriptions for narcotics. Thursday's Opioid Summit in Springfield marked the first of 9 events planned throughout the state on the topic in the coming weeks and months. I'm Scott Harvey.
Law enforcement officials are suing more than a dozen businesses in southwest Missouri suspected of being involved in human trafficking and prostitution under the guise of offering massages. Attorney General Josh Hawley announced yesterday that his office and Greene County Prosecutor Daniel Patterson filed the lawsuit naming 16 businesses or individuals in Springfield. The lawsuit says the businesses used mostly Asian immigrant females to provide sexual contact with customers. The Missouri State Highway Patrol conducted hundreds of hours of surveillance at dozens of massage parlors in Greene County before the raids. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.